Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And as usual, before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, we are able to come before you and your Word, knowing that you desire to teach us your truths by those things that are within it. And as we study this book of Esther, Lord, today, I pray that you will open our hearts and minds to the things that you'd have us to know and to believe about you and your Son Jesus and your ways. And Lord, as we discover those ways, I pray that you would empower us to live according to them, that we might be pleasing in your eyes. And we'll give you thanks for leading us into all truth by your Holy Spirit today. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is, Let My Life Be Given Me. And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 7, and verse 3. The plot to our story has thickened once again as King Ahasuerus and Haman are sitting at the second of two banquets held by Queen Esther. After some time at the banquet, King Ahasuerus asked Esther what her petition was of him up to half the kingdom. In chapter 7 of verse 3 of the book of Esther, we see the beginning of her answer. We read, Then Esther the queen answered and said, If I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. The verse begins, Then Esther the queen answered and said, If I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it please the king. The marvel of this portion of this verse is the humility in which Esther begins her answer. She says, If. And if, as though to open the opportunity there for there not to be favor or pleasing to the king. Though she was chosen over thousands of young maidens from all over the kingdom, Esther takes a position that is humble, willing to be discharged and rejected. Entreaty in generality is very effective when engaging those who have authority over us. Note, too, that Esther was looking for favor and to please the king. The word favor means grace, charm, or acceptance. And the word please means to be pleasant, joyful, or glad. Each of these were important to Esther if she was going to receive what she desired. The verse goes on to say, Let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. We might imagine the furrowed brow and wonder that King Ahasuerus's face had on it when Esther spoke these words. First, she began with her own life. Esther believed herself to be in some favor with the king, as he did indeed choose her over thousands of available others. And only after the possible threat of his loss of her would she make an appeal for her people as well. Secondly, she proposed the saving of her people. We might remember that this was the exact moment in which Mordecai told her, And who knows whether you are come to the kingdom for such a time as this. This was indeed Esther's time, and her request began with notice to the king that both she and her people were in danger of elimination. How would we react in such a place as Queen Esther? Would we think to use entreaty and humility as we made our request? Would we place ourselves in positions of favor and pleasing to the authority above us, or would we simply blurt out our petition? As we ponder this verse and the actions within it, perhaps we will take a few lessons from wise Esther as she prepared these two feasts, waited for her moment, and used humility within her time to speak. As we align ourselves with Jesus and our Heavenly Father, may the Spirit of God lead us to such wisdom in our times of external need, and may we evermore be governed by the wisdom of God within them. Next time, we will see more of Esther's answer, so read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.